What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, we'll get started with what is hot in the market right now.
You know, the one thing that we're, one of the markets that we're seeing that's fairly hot right now is one we really don't want to see hot, and that is the U.S. dollar. That's traded back up, and now it's trading above par or right around par level. And that, of course, makes our, you know, exports that much more expensive. As, you know, our dollar goes up, our value of our products go up with it. And that's kind of hurting us on the export side of things. We're also looking at soybeans. They continue to be in the upper end of the range. You know, China was buying. You know, last week we had a really good start to the week, but we kind of faded the rest of the week on disappointing sale numbers. But China's in the market, and that's keeping soybeans up in the upper end of its trading range.
So on the other side of it then, what is not hot in the market now?
You know, we're going to have to go with wheat, another one. I mean, that, we continue to see increasing production around the world, and that continues to keep kind of that wet blanket on the wheat market. Cattle is the other one. We keep getting negative news coming out on the cattle side of things, and, you know, the technicals look pretty ugly as well, and that's continuing to keep cattle on the defense. Of course, now with a Tyson plant closing and cutting production in another one, that's going to leave this market a little bit vulnerable, but we did have a very bullish cattle on feed report that hopefully will overshadow that in today's market.
What's hot, what's not in the market with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.